But just maybe to take a step back a little bit, you mentioned the issue of cost. From a macro point of view, what fraction of the cost of cancer care is drugs to start with? And of that, what fraction is biologics?
Yeah, well, these are moving targets. So the best estimates that I've seen is that about a quarter to a third of the cost of cancer care are probably directly related to the drugs, to the treatments. Of course, we have other drivers like imaging tests. We know how expensive those are. Hospitalizations, particularly when side effects, toxicities require hospitalization or emergency room visits. So it's not the only thing. It's a piece of the puzzle, but it's one that hopefully, combined with other efforts, we can begin to constrain the rise that we've seen, which has just been exponential over the last 5 to 10 years in the U.S.
And again, if you just even a rough estimate of when you look at the cost for drugs for cancer patients, you know, roughly what fraction of that do you think is biologics?
Right now, it's about 20 to 30%. But it's increasing, and it's going up progressively. It's estimated that globally, biologics are about $250 billion market at this point. And in the U.S., of course, we're just starting the biosimilars. It's yet to be shown that the introduction of these agents will really drive down drug prices.